Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it is time to name that chief. We do it every day at this time this week, and we get a qualifier. And of our five qualifiers, one lucky winner on Friday will win a $500 gift card from our friends at Hy-Vee. All you have to do is know the name of this chief when Mac plays the highlight, and then be caller number five to 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965 when you know who this chief is.
Chiefs Cleveland out of timeouts, and the Chiefs are going to go 3-by-2 with an empty backfield. Now they're going to bring Darrell Williams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Trotting to his right. Ball will be snapped in the center of the field and wants to throw it. Scrambling and comes to the near side. He's at the 40, 45, 50. Dives. He's close to a first down at the 49-yard line. Really, really close. Jumps up and waves his arm toward the stands.
All right, caller number five right now will qualify to win that Hy-Vee gift card. We'll announce that winner at the end of the week, 913-586-7965. Be caller five, and you will qualify to potentially win that gift card tomorrow.
Here we go. Start your Christmas dinner plans early.
Hell yeah, you can. Let Hy-Vee do it all, too, man. They got their dinner platters out there. They've got roast beef. They've got turkey, ham, all the trimmings, everything you want. Just get into Hy-Vee and order your platters now.
The news yesterday, which took over the world, was Sherrone Moore knocked off Michigan's staff as their head coach. He was fired. And for reasons of committing adultery with a staff member, which has a zero policy, or zero tolerance policy, I should say, then threatened to cause harm to her and himself as he went over to her house, kicked the door in, put a knife to his neck, and said he was going to kill himself and her. Then was intercepted by authorities because his wife had shared the location from his cell phone. They found him at a church, and then he was taken into custody. All of that came out yesterday within about a three-hour window.
Yeah.
And it was not all of that in order. It was Michigan has fired Moore. He is no longer the coach. Michigan has fired Moore because he has slept with a staff member, and we have a zero-tolerance policy on that. Okay. Theories start to chase. How long has this relationship gone? Was this just the year they finally let the cat out of the bag? No. It clearly had been going on, but word had gotten out, and we had talked to Ben Maller about it, and people start to talk, and people start to share information. And then they have what comes out a little bit later is an all-staff and player meeting that he was not invited to, which is never great, unless they're planning your, like, 40th or 50th birthday party. They were not doing that. They were planning his departure and letting people know, which I think is a big move on Michigan's part. You know, kind of clear the air, clear everything together, and be like, hey, here's the deal. Like, here's what's happening. Before he knows, we're letting you guys know, so in case anything does go wild. Which boy did it.
Yep.
Then he is found out a little bit later. The meeting happened around 8 o'clock-ish in the morning. Then he is told of the repercussions that he will face for doing this. He then drives to the house of the mistress, threatens to kill him and her with a knife to his neck. And then we find out that he had also impregnated her in the past and had her get an abortion. Snowball that quickly went down the hill fast and gained a lot of momentum. And Michigan is walking away from it. I think, from what I have read and what I have followed, in the next coming days, the AD might be joining him in the unemployment train.
Yeah, because there's a lot of reports out there that maybe the AD knew a lot about this before it went on, you know, for like a year or so that this has been kind of going on at the University of Michigan. There's a former quarterback out there on Twitter who's been kind of tweeting about this for the last week and that this was going to happen. And he's a guy from the 60s, right? He lives out in California. It's nobody you know. And this guy was telling me, because I was the first Californian, wasn't telling me, he was telling Twitter, I was the first like California quarterback ever recruited by Michigan. This was like back in the 60s. these, and people are like, well, how do you know anything? It's because I got sources that are all over this. And he's been kind of talking about this, you know, for the entire weekend leading up to kind of where we are now. So there are probably some investigations that need to come out there to find out how much the athletic department knew and when they knew. And the other thing that is a smoking gun in all of this, that this has been going on a while, is that this staffer that, you know, he was allegedly sleeping with was making $55,000 a year last year, and then this year was making $90,000 a year. You don't normally get a raise from 55 to 90, like a 45% increase in salary, right? I mean, that's just not something that's normal. And if you're in the athletic department and this guy says, hey, I need to raise this this office worker salary from $55,000 to $90,000, if you're that CFO or whoever is in charge of the money, the comptroller in these athletic departments, aren't you hitting a hard stop right there and going, what is going on? Why are we raising somebody's salary from $55,000 to $90,000? So everybody's complicit on all of this, right? The financial guy who's in charge of paying the checks, the athletic director. I think Michigan needs an entire house cleaning because, Dusty, as we continue to peel back this onion, and it's going to get peeled back by the internet and everybody on X, it's going to get worse and worse for the University of Michigan. And we're going to start to find out, I think anyway, there's a lot more people involved than just the coach and just this office worker and potentially the athletic director, because there's checks and balances that did not take place in Michigan. You cannot, on any circumstances, give anybody that sort of raise and it just fly under the radar where somebody in their right mind doesn't go, what are we doing here? Why are we giving this secretary this money? And if somebody comes to you and says, well, it's hush money, as an athletic department official, you're now complicit in all of that, and you're guilty as well.
It's kind of the same thing if you, like, aid a fugitive, right? Like, those guys that, like, left the New Orleans prison. Like, somebody was giving one of them money. Well, when you're doing that and you're aiding a fugitive of the law, like, you also get in trouble.
I thought you said ate a fugitive.
No, aiding a fugitive. No. But no, it's like it goes to that. Like if your buddy's like, hey, will you drive me to this bank? I'm going to rob it. And you're like, well, at least I'm not robbing. No, you are.
You're an accomplice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do think there is going to be some, like you talk about the Chiefs having a hard reset. Michigan hit their button yesterday. And they're like, all right, what else has to happen? Because I've said it earlier and I've said it 100 times. It goes back to the De Niro quote, Ace Rothstein and Casino.
Yeah.
To there were three jackpots hit on the same floor. Either you're in on it or you're too dumb to realize it. And either way, you've got to go.
That's right.
Right? That's what got Patino out of Louisville. They were running the thing at the frat house. And he's like, well, I didn't know about
it. Yeah, well, you're the head coach
of the men's basketball team in Louisville. How the hell do you not know anything and everything that's going on?
That's exactly. And even if you didn't, you're still responsible for that. You really are. And the head coach at the end of the day, whether it's Andy Reid, Bill Self, Bill Snyder, Gary Pinkel, whoever it is, at the end of the day, you're responsible for everything that happens inside your program. And that comes with the salary, and that comes with the title, and that comes with the, you know, with being that head football coach or basketball coach or the manager of a baseball team. And so I am going to sit back and watch this thing happen like it's nobody's business and grab the popcorn, Dusty, because today we're going to see more names. Today we'll probably see the athletic director kind of punished. And again, a lot of people knew this may have been coming because people were tracking a flight last Thursday, a week ago, from the private airport that the University of Michigan uses to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Who's flying down there last Thursday night, unless you're talking to Kalen DeBoer about potentially coming to the University of Michigan? And if that happens, then Lane Kiffin could be rumored to go to Alabama. And boy, I'm hoping for that, man. That's fireworks if Lane Kiffin leaves LSU without having a practice to go coach at Alabama.
By the way, Lloyd Carr is alive.
He is
80.
All right.
He's 80 years old. Last time he coached was 2007. But hey, last time Philip Rivers played football was in 2020, and he might be starting on Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah. Coming up on the other side, I want to get to what Jay Binkley had to say. Plus, we get into our fat guy guilty pleasures as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey.
Not nearly as loud as Cody's recording.
Boy, yesterday I think was like, you think yesterday everybody kind of pulled the Band-Aid off the Chiefs season? Now, I know there's still a possibility that they could make the playoffs. They have to win out, and other things have to happen as well. But, again, I thought Mahomes said it right in his press conference or with Carrington yesterday, saying basically, yeah, it just sucks when everybody else controls your destiny, right? In the past seasons, it's been, well, we're either going to be the one seed or the three seed. Oh, my gosh, the Chiefs are going to be a three seed? Woof.
Right.
They were in. This season, it's not going that way for obvious reasons. And Binkley, who was on last night on After Hours, but also on our show as well, he's got some theories on what you can do to make this team better.
Who would you draft first? And our first mock, we did have him go defensive line in the first round. But the more you think about it, and you ask people, what about wide receivers? What about wide receivers? Because you have an elite quarterback, and the chances of this town ever having a quarterback like this again are slim and none, to be honest with you, with this success rate that he's had. But when Kelce leads his team in receiving yards, like he did last year, when he walks off into the sunset, probably after this year, who are you going to throw to? Because Hollywood Brown was supposed to be here 1 year. He got hurt. They brought him back for another year. That deal hasn't panned out. Xavier Worthy, I don't think he's been the same guy since he ran into Kelce on play three in Brazil. Rashee Rice needs to pan out for this team because next year, honestly, look at the Chiefs' wide receiving stats. If you want to see something where they need a lot of improvement, look at their wide receiving stats. All these people say, well, they don't need a wide receiver. They're fine at wide receiver. They're not fine at wide receiver. They're not.
So that's one thing that, you know, Connor Embry was the name that you have kind of like developed to say that might be the problem because this, like I've said all year, it reminds me of like the Chiefs season, right? The Chiefs had a World Series pitching rotation and a minor league lineup.
Yeah, yeah. The Royals.
The Chiefs have a all-pro MVP quarterback with D1 wide receivers, at least this year. It looks that way with drops and missed routes and maybe a few injuries can be plagued. I ask you guys the question. And I hope you're ready for this question. And text line, you feel free to answer this as well. 913-586-7965. I mean this, and I just want to have a barstool conversation at the bar top. Would you trade Rashee Rice in the offseason?
Yeah.
Wow, you didn't even think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I'd trade anybody on this team right now except for the quarterback. I mean, that's kind of where I am. And if the tackle
and Josh Simmons, you trade?
No, probably not.
That's
him.
The only other guy I wouldn't trade.
Yeah, I'd probably think
Creed
about
and Trey.
Absolutely. I would trade one of those two.
Yeah, I would. There's a lot of money invested in those two guys.
Too much.
I mean, you're probably right about that. I would probably lean to trade Creed more than Trey because I think Trey's a better player than Creed is. And you can find a center. The Chiefs have done a nice job of finding centers since Andy Reid has come in here, whether it's Mitch Morris or Creed Humphrey. But, you know, I think this offseason, you know, it's an old Seinfeld bit, and he said, we're cheering for laundry, right? And that's really the way that you have to look at sports. We're cheering for the Chiefs jerseys and the hats and the helmets and all that kind of stuff. The players come and go. I mean, you know, every year it's 30 new players that roll into town for any NFL team. So when you go into this offseason, don't have the mindset of, oh, we can't trade this guy. We're coming off our worst season in 11 years. We're coming off a season that I think most fans are ready to be done with, right? I get that feel like most fans are just, they're at peace with where this team is and they're ready to move on, right? They really are. And so I think this is the offseason because fans do have that kind of mindset going into it. This is an offseason where you can go out there and should go out there and make those moves. You're not coming off the Super Bowl anymore where you're like, well, we just might as well keep everybody together because we went to the Super Bowl last year. This is a great opportunity to have a blank canvas and basically take your entire roster and go, all right, let's rank everybody. Who do you want to keep? Who's available for trade? And then you rank your guys on who you think can get the most back in trades, the most valuables, or Rashee Rice and obviously Trent McDuffie on the defensive side of things. I would try to foist Chris Jones on Dallas and try to get some kind of picks back, you know, in return. Like literally, other than the quarterback and probably Josh Simmons, everything is open for conversation. Every player is open for conversation about potentially being traded or moved or cut because you're coming off a very unsuccessful season in Chiefs Kingdom. You've got to change things up. There's no reason to run this back, and they won't. They always make great changes when they fail, and that's why I'm kind of excited for this offseason because this is the biggest failure we have seen this organization make in this regime and in this generation. I'm anxious and excited to see what they attempt to do this offseason and how much Clark Hunt allows them to do this offseason.
Yeah, I also think Binkley said something yesterday too about how Rice, whether we like it or not, the Chiefs kind of need him to show up. So
sure.
Would I trade Rashee Rice? Yes. Should the Chiefs trade Rashee Rice? No, because The Chiefs wide receivers for 2026 are Xavier Worthy, Jalen Royals, and Rashee Rice. That's who's on the active roster for next season.
EGE!
They need Rashee Rice to be good. And frankly, like, we can talk about the drops and how we had high expectations for him. I don't think he's going to be that top 10, top 15 guy like maybe we thought he could be. But from a talent perspective, like, we need to be realistic. Like, he's a good player. Like, we're down on him right now here in the kingdom, which makes sense because the big time drops. I mean, that fourth down drop last week legitimately ended the season.
Yeah.
I get it. He's on pace for 1,300 yards. He's a damn good athlete. I think they need to at least keep him here for now, but they need someone for next season.
Can I make an analogy real fast to something that I'm dealing with in my life right now? Like, I've talked about my daughter having some struggles in math, and we went and got her a tutor. Why can't Rashee Rice get a wide receiver tutor this offseason? Like, hire a wide receiver coach, a specialty coach. Like, I know those guys exist out there, and they probably have, you know, access to some of the best out there, but Rashee Rice needs to find a true, legitimate coach, because this Connor Embry guy is no business coaching wide receivers in the NFL. How's a guy supposed to tell players what to do and how to do it when he didn't even play that position? Now, I'm not you have to play in order to coach guy, but when Connor Embry's a young guy, doesn't have much experience coaching, went from high school to the Chiefs coaching staff, how is that enough knowledge and enough real world and life experiences as a coach to get guys that are kind of your same age to play better? So I think this offseason, Rashee Rice needs to invest in a private tutor to get him to play that position better. Find the best wide receiver coach out there and go hire his ass to make you better.
So I can kind of answer that question because of what I've heard and what's been said is that it's been Travis Kelce. Like, that's been his, like, sort
mentor.
Of guy
yeah,
that's, like,
yeah.
Try to tell him, like, hey, like, they're going to try to have you run similar routes to this level. This is what you're going to try to do. This is what they want to do with you. This is what you could do. To play devil's advocate in the arbitration world where people say 1,300 yards could have some superstar caliber, you know, moments. Off-the-field issues have been there.
Yep.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Injuries have been there. We know that. I understand the injury was a freak injury. But since
still
he's
there.
Been in the league, he's been welcomed in the league as a rookie. He then was injured because of the friendly fire and then the suspension of the off-the-field issues. That's 3 years in the league. Next year's his fourth year.
Yeah.
Yes, he's under rookie contract, but if you're going to sell, you've got to get some pieces and you got to sell while it's high.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to revamp your team and revamp the message and really let Patrick Mahomes kind of become that OC that Binkley was talking about, you might have to make some of those moves, and that could be a Rashee Rice move. Let's go to Nate Taylor.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby rap.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Nate Taylor time here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. It is the ESPN Chiefs beat writer, Nate Taylor. We ask you the question that we just asked the fellas, or that I asked in the offseason: would you consider trading Rashee Rice?
Oh, wow. We're starting here. Okay. Part of me wants to say no. Part of me wants to say no, because at some point, and we know how talented Rashee Rice is. I think I should start there. Like, he's probably your most talented receiver, just from like an overall skill standpoint. Now, as I said before earlier this week on Cody and Gold, hey, he has maturity issues. He still needs to, I think, learn what it's like to be the number one receiving option, especially against man coverage when there's, you know, like a safety over the top. Hey, man, you still got to find work. You still got to perform at a high level. You still got to be a professional, even when the play call isn't, like, you know, pristine for you. With that said, like, you know, we don't know if Travis Kelce's coming back. You do want some continuity. You did invest a second-round pick in him. I know that there was parallels. I think to some degree alluded to this in like an article back in whatever it was, October, when he came back from the suspension, that, hey, if he played well this season, if there was no, you know, long-term serious injury concerns, could you get him at a below-market rate deal similar to what you did with Tyreek Hill in the 2019 offseason because of his own off-the-field issues, right? So he's not going to be like the highest paid receiver. I understand the thought process of trading him. I'm not sure what you would necessarily get back. Like, I don't think you're going to get a second round pick, you know, the same status of which you drafted him. But I understand that, like, he does fit. The issue is a lot of it is within himself, and he can fix it himself, notably catching the football, again, running better routes. You know, if the scheme isn't, like, perfect for you, you are still talented enough to help your quarterback even when things don't go perfect. So I would not consider trading Rashee Rice personally, because we've seen it work, but he has to show maturity more than anything else now that we know he's still a very talented player coming back from that major knee injury last year.
Nate, I also think we're in a very bad position. When you lose, everything gets analyzed, everything gets discussed, everything gets talked about. I find out who assistant coaches are when they start to lose. This Connor Embry guy has as much business coaching wide receivers in the NFL as I do. I think they need to make a drastic position change there, coaching change there, and bring in a legitimate wide receiver coach that can coach these guys.
As I said on Tuesday, and it's so funny, Bob, that you mentioned, hey, I'm starting to learn who this man is. And then, you know, I understand people look up, you know, people's resumes on the internet. It's definitely something we do as a society. I really don't have much of an argument, of a case to defend Connor Embry. You know, I know he came up in a very non-traditional manner. He's not the most well-spoken assistant coach. So if you do find video and clips of him, I would say public speaking is not his forte necessarily. So I don't know what it's like in the wide receiver room. I don't know how much of a say he really has in the coaches' meetings with, you know, Matt Nagy, obviously Andy Reid. But I do want to remind people that essentially, and this is like what you're saying, Bob, like there's small things that become larger and larger if you don't have the same level of success.
Right.
Greg Lewis was a very good wide receiver in the NFL. Now, was he an all-pro? Was he a Pro Bowler? No. But he had a very extended career in the NFL. He was with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. He was with that roster that went to the Super Bowl, I believe, in, what, 2004? Greg Lewis was a part of the Legion of Zoom, right? He got all those guys to play well, even though, as Andy Reid would like to say, hey, there's only one football. So you're thinking of Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, Byron Pringle. Like, he had pretty good success with receivers, and now he's with the Baltimore Ravens because I think there was some thought at the time that if Eric Bieniemy were to become a head coach, Greg Lewis would follow him. That obviously did not happen. Greg Lewis saw another opportunity, again, in the Andy Reid sort of tree with John Harbaugh in Baltimore. So that's where he is now. So think about this, ladies and gentlemen. They replaced, in essence, Greg Lewis with Joe Blamire. And Joe Blamire, I think, only lasted 1 year in that role. And Joe Blamire is now like the he's like sort of elevated to like passing game coordinator, in essence, or passing game, you know, sort of czar. And then they gave it to Connor Embry. So I think I have the timeline pretty well. But, like, you know, there's one thing where you just, you know, again, it's just one thing. But you are noticing, like, hey, this is not as traditional of a coaching rank or someone who is as experienced or someone who could tell the guys in the room, hey, I've been in those situations on third down. I know what it's like to go up against obviously talented DBs and, you know, complex defensive schemes and sort of reading, you know, what the secondary is doing pre-snap, post-snap. Greg Lewis had a lot of respect, and I know, like, it's not like Baltimore has the greatest receivers on earth either, so I get it. But, like, he was someone who helped the team to have great success early on in Mahomes' career, and now you have Connor Embry, who does not have the same credentials or the same pedigree that Greg Lewis once had.
And then on the other side, at the running back position, you have Todd Pinkston, a former wide receiver coaching the running backs. Explain to me how that makes sense.
I can't.
Okay. That's fine. You don't have to say anything else.
My understanding was Todd Pinkston wants to be an NFL coach, you know, so like Andy Reid gave him that opportunity.
So do I.
Hey, here's, we have an opening. It's at the running back position. Now, look, it's not abnormal to be like, hey, you know, Andy Reid used to be an offensive line coach, but he really cut his teeth as like tight ends coach who got elevated to like quarterbacks coach. And then obviously he became play caller slash, you know, head coach with Philadelphia. So it's not like it can't work where you're like, hey, I played one position in the NFL or in college and now I'm coaching another position. That is not unusual, but you know, we have raw data, and like under the Todd Pinkston era, it's not been the same as like the Eric Bieniemy era when he was the running backs coach, right? I know Greg Lewis dabbled for some time at the running back position because, again, he wanted to have multiple, he wanted to say, I coached multiple spots in the event that maybe Eric Bieniemy becomes a head coach. Again, I know I'm sharing a lot of old news, but I'm just trying to give people proper perspective. So, I know Todd Pinkston isn't thrilled with the way things are going, But again, does he have the same voice? Does he carry the same message that Eric Bieniemy did about, hey, we need to run the football. We need to get under center. We need to be aggressive. We need to get the offensive line moving forward versus backwards just to keep them, you know, engaged and keep the defense off balance. I don't know. I'm not in those meetings, ladies and gentlemen, but the Todd Pinkston era has largely been an underwhelming experience. And so it's a good question, Bob. And these are the answers I have.
Yeah, I get it. No, I'm not asking you to, you know, to move mountains. I'm just having the conversation because, again, when things go wrong, we evaluate everything in the organization.
So, look, there's no salary cap on coaches. I want to make that clear, too. Like, and Clark Hunt, for whatever, you know, sort of thoughts you have on him, whoever is listening, has paid Andy Reid and, you know, Steve Spagnuolo handsomely. Dave Toll makes a good amount of money, per my understanding. So it's not like, you know, Clark Hunt hasn't invested in the coaching staff necessarily, but for whatever reason, these next crops of coaches have not had the same level of success that you had earlier in the dynasty.
So let's talk coaches, but player coaches, both one or none come back. Trent McDuffie, Chris Jones.
I want both back. Okay. Guys, let's not overthink this. Mm-hmm. Like, now, I think Chris's contract is structured to where you can move some money around, you can free up some cap space. That was part of the arrangement when you made the deal. In essence, hey, we're going to give you a good amount of signing bonus. We're going to make you the highest paid player at your position, but we need to have some flexibility moving forward because, yes, you're going to be 31, you're going to be 32, and hopefully the production doesn't drop off, you know, drastically. Now, we've seen over the last four games, Chris Jones has clearly been their best pass rusher, and, you know, if the Chiefs don't make the postseason this year, it's not like Chris Jones can't come back next year and be another dominant force or have a similar season from a production standpoint. You guys, again, I know it's early December. Everybody's looking at mock drafts. I'm just now myself starting to identify certain prospects that I guess I'm going to have to keep an eye on. But I just want to remind people that, like, Brett Veach has never had a top 20 draft pick. Right. His highest draft pick is Trent McDuffie. Yes, did Trent McDuffie get cooked on Thanksgiving? Yeah, it happens. It's unfortunate that Trent McDuffie hyperextended his knee last Sunday against the Houston Texans. And then we all realized as a collective group, I think, in this city, man, it would have been cool if they had Jalen Watson, Trent McDuffie, and Noel Williams on the field all the time. And maybe you didn't have to put so much responsibility on Shamari Connor because it wasn't like the Texans were just moving up and down the field even without Trent McDuffie for a large chunk of that game. So Trent McDuffie is a two-time All-Pro player. He is not the problem. I would suggest, hey, Trent needs to be someone that you could be flexible with moving outside and in the nickel spot so that, again, Shamari Connor never has to do these sort of things. And we now realize Noel Williams does have the physical traits and the makeup, I believe, and the talent, honestly, to play on the outside. So who knows what happens with Jalen Watson. He is also a free agent as well. I know that gets a little bit tricky because you do have the fifth-year option with Trent McDuffie. If you do want to trade him, that is something you could, you know, sort of suggest to the other team that it's acquiring. Like, hey, you know, he's still on a fifth-year rookie deal. Mm-hmm. You still have some wiggle room to negotiate and manage whatever that contract is going to be in terms of an extension. Now, I've reported this before. I don't think this has really changed since the beginning of the season, but, like, Trent McDuffie knows what Sauce Gardner makes. Mm-hmm. Just think about that,
right,
guys.
Right,
so,
right.
However you structure it, that'll be the question. Again, it's kind of like the Trey Smith situation where, like, is it a four-year deal? Is it a five-year deal? All these things come into factor, but, like, Trent McDuffie's not the problem. He's really good within Steve Spagnuolo's system, and he's been very productive for 4 years now. So I don't, you know, I was one who was like, are you sure you want to pay George Karlaftis before you want to pay Trent McDuffie? The Chiefs realized that was an easier thing to do based on the market and the fact that, like, George Karlaftis was not going to make top of, you know, position money at defensive end. But we all know Trent McDuffie's a better player than George Karlaftis, right? We all know this. There are metrics, there are film, there are highlights to suggest this. If you have a good corner, man, there's a lot of things you can do on defense if you have a good corner and a good pass rusher. The issue is, you know, they cannot get off the field on third and long, and I don't really think that's totally a Trent McDuffie issue. They just have to get better at certain spots of the field, primarily in the middle of the field at safety and cornerback, or safety and linebacker, excuse me.
Do you think the price for him has dropped, maybe, Nate, because of the past two performances? Oh. And do you think Do you think him being an inside corner versus an outside corner like Stingley and Surtain and those guys maybe makes him a little cheaper?
So, yeah, let's think about this. Stingley's been excellent this season, all right? So, in my opinion, you're thinking, you know, and again, your contract is based on when you come up, when you're eligible, based on the peers that you came into the league with. This is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. That Sauce Gardner contract is an abomination because Sauce Gardner is not as good as Derek Stingley. And listen to me clearly, ladies and gentlemen, Sauce Gardner's not as good as Trent McDuffie.
No. There's no question. Andy,
but Sauce got a first round pick.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. I don't know what the Colts are doing, guys. So hey, if you get a
just because they made a bad trade doesn't mean everybody else is, you know.
They made a bad trade on site because it's like, okay, if you want to, I would have been in the room saying, hey, if we want to give up next year's first round pick, fine, because we do think we have a solution in Daniel Jones. We know he fits our system. We got Jonathan Taylor. He's still in the relative prime of his career. Hey, we got a nice young pieces on the offense from a skill set position with Tyler Warren. Hey, our defense, it needs improvement. Sauce Gardner, we drop him in. He's going to immediately impact us. He's on a gigantic contract. Why on earth are you giving up two first-round picks? Are you out of your mind? Yep. It was crazy on the idea because you're not going to change that contract. And we all knew, and the Jets do this, man, that contract was bad at the moment we signed him. But the Jets felt like they had to sign him because he was one of their best players, and you don't want to lose him for nothing. So the Jets actually did something relatively smart where they looked around and said, man, we ain't winning any of these games, even though Sauce Gardner is a good player. So he's not going to lift us to be in contention anytime soon. So they called around and were, I'm assured, shocked that Indy, under new ownership, by the way, shout out to Carly Ursay, said, no, we'll give up two first-round picks, even though we maybe have a quarterback. Like, when you tell yourself, we maybe have a quarterback, and that's how Daniel Jones was playing. Hey, man, we might have a quarterback.
Yeah, right.
You still need your first-round pick. So it's wild to me that they gave up two first-round picks because that's the same deal that essentially the Chiefs did to acquire Patrick Mahomes. What are you doing?
No doubt. Well, Nate, keep doing the Lord's work over there at ESPN, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, fellas. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. That is Nate Taylor of ESPN, the Chiefs beat writer there. Coming up next, what's your fat guy guilty pleasure, food-wise? Plus, we got a frigid game between two hot-named quarterbacks coming up on Sunday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Have a little fun here because this is how content works for our show. We go to commercial break. I see a commercial on TV and I go, dear God, here's what I used to do at that restaurant. And Bob goes, man, we used to be fat asses.
Yeah, well, how did we have
still
this?
Still kind of am.
Oh, it started with
Olive Garden.
Yeah, we were watching the commercial. Yeah.
Yeah, and I sat there and I was like, you know what? I think Olive Garden gets a bad rap because we all like Olive Garden, but we just don't admit that we all enjoy Olive Garden.
That's exactly right. And I said to Dusty, I said, just give me the soup and the salad and the breadsticks and I'm good.
Yeah, the minestrone, that Italian dressing they use in that big clear bowl.
Oh, it's
with the
plastic
Parmesan
bowl
cheese
with
over the top.
It's so good. It is just, it is absolutely awesome. And Dusty goes, you want to know what I do if I'm really fat? I'm like, okay, tell me.
Yeah, so I said that my go-to OG order is when they come out and they're like, hey, we're going to bring out some breadsticks here in a little bit. I say, can I get a side of Alfredo sauce?
Oh, heck yes, dude. Yeah, that's the best.
And you're going to be surprised.
It's so good.
That is a move many, many people do because the only reason I knew about this move was at Jack Stack when I was working there during COVID. And we did trade with other restaurants around. And Olive Garden happened to call our general manager.
God, imagine doing it now with all those restaurants out there.
Oh, no kidding. And Olive Garden called our restaurant and asked for food. And we're like, all right. They would say, okay, well, what do you want? We're like, I don't know. Just put something together. And they're like, okay. So they gave us like Alfredo. They gave us some sausage and some marinara sauce. They gave us some noodles and pasta and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, there was still like this huge like pint of Alfredo sauce, half pint. And then there was a ton of breadsticks. And me and my buddy Bobby just collected. We just put it all in our car and we left. And he goes, you know what you do? Because he used to work there for like 15 years. And he was like, you know what you do with the Alfredo sauce and the breadsticks? I was like, no, what do I do? He's like, you heat it up and dip the breadsticks in the Alfredo sauce. game changer.
Yeah,
so I was like, and I was sitting there like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball. Like, I had that damn tournament won, freaking Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
And I'm just all over, just sticks and Alfredo. I didn't even eat anything else.
I mean, that is a fat guy move.
Big time.
You know, when we talk about this stuff, Dusty, we wonder why we were fat back in the day, right? And and you're dipping your breadsticks in Alfredo sauce. I'm not an Alfredo guy. I would take a bowl of marinara sauce, tomato sauce, or whatever it was.
Sure.
That's what I ordered, 2 weeks ago when my dad told my mom she was a great organizer. We went to the Italian restaurant, and they had Nona's Sunday sauce on the menu. And I said, I'll take that. They said, what kind of pasta? I said, I don't want the pasta. It's going to be a bowl of sauce. It comes with meatballs and some sausage in it. That's all I need. So give me that any day of the week on top of those breadsticks. Like, if you could put the sauce, like with the meatballs and all that on top of the breadsticks and eat them with like a knife and a fork as a casserole, mix some cheese in, it'd be fantastic. My ultimate fat guy move is, it's a Jersey staple. It's called Disco Fries. And Dusty will have those when we go in April to watch the Royals and Yankees. And we will get Disco Fries. It's basically the Jersey version of poutine. And you take your fries, you cover them with brown gravy, you put like, cheese curds on there, mozzarella cheese curds all over the top. The cheese melts into the gravy, you eat the fries, and boom, you're ready to go to the ICU for a heart attack.
Because I told you the other guilty pleasure at Freddy's is the California style burger with the chili cheese fries. Good Lord. That'll
so
put you down.
Good. And now I'm on it, man. I love that.
Don't be on it too much.
Exactly. What is your fat guy pleasure, if you have one? Because you're such a,
this is a little growing boy. I don't know, man. I mean, just...
You don't have one, do you?
That's fine. Catch me at 9:30. That's pretty much... That's when I will eat anything.
9:30 a.m. or p.m.?
p.m. It's bad. No, it it's bad. Around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
No wonder you always go in here and, like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
why you're pooping all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the late at night. I can't help it.
But you don't have anything that like is your guilty pleasure, like, oh my God, this is here, I'm gonna dive in.
There's a cornbread that I've discovered at Hy-Vee that I get that's pre-made, and it's a big square, and I ate easily 75% of it in one day.
You could also say your guilty pleasure is Momo's ooey gooey butter
that's
cake.
True. Yeah, there's I'll a lot of versions that. Of butter like, cake that are coming out these days.
Mm. Yeah, you turn into like Gollum in your room. Like, yes. Precious.
Yes, could she exactly. do a meat pie gooey butter cake?
We should check.
I mean, seriously, combine the meat pie with the gooey butter cake.
Mom, let me know.
Call
please.
That the Maloney. Hell yeah, I can do that. Yeah, let's do that. Gooey butter cake and meat pies. Yeah.
From the 816, my fat guy pleasure is definitely McDonald's. Can't be the McDouble.
Okay. Can you read the one that came in before the segment started, please? Because I am that guy's buddy who texted that.
From the 816, fat guy guilty pleasure, definitely the double decker chocolate chip cookie cake covered in buttercream icing.
Oh man. Where do you get that?
We need to figure that out.
And in between the two cookie cakes, is there a layer of icing too? That just sounds delightful.
Mm.
I just love icing, man, especially on the cookie cake. Oh, God.
Somebody says, can we get a shout out to the people working on the Olive Garden being built in Lawrence? People are excited. The ETA is February.
Sweet.
We haven't had an Olive Garden in Lawrence yet.
Yeah, we got to get that.
That's the upset of the year right Jeez. There.
Somebody says you all need to go eat authentic Italian at Lydia's behind Union Station.
Lydia's is fantastic.
Been there.
Is
did it?
Okay.
Yeah, Pasta Trio is the way to go.
And they'll keep coming by your table and be like, would you like more of the clam, shrimp, and linguine? And you're like, yes.
Yeah, it's self-serve three
the
different pastas.
The ambiance is disgustingly awesome, too.
Yeah. Okay,
it's
Lydia's?
Great. Yeah, Lydia's
sweet.
Is great.
I'm in.
It is fantastic. Yeah, you'll get the Pasta Trio. That's all you need to know when you go to Lydia's. Get a Caesar salad and a Pasta Trio.
Easy.
From the 913, toasted mayo and mozzarella baguette dipped in olive oil and pesto.
Now, leave the mayo off and I'm in.
It's toasted, though, right? So it's like into the bread.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I can't. Yeah. You leave the mayo off and I'm in on that, though. Yeah.
Put Italian sausage in a crock pot with marinara and green peppers, red peppers, and onions. Take brat buns and sprinkle some shredded provolone cheese on the bun. Then sausage and peppers and onions on the bun as well on the top. And then more cheese. Absolutely fire.
Hell yeah. Smash. That sounds delicious.
Milk Smash. Duds and red wine, baby.
The chocolate red wine mix is a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the raisins, too, actually. Because grapes are dried out raisins, which turn into wine. Or something like
Doesn't Dusty do something crazy with the buffalo chicken sponge at QT?
What?
Sponge?
I don't know what the sponge is.
Well, you get that buffalo chicken roller and you glaze it up in cheese.
Oh, I think that's a B-dub deal. And
what I do is I take the jalapeno sausage link, and I put cheese on the bottom, put the link on top, put mustard and sauerkraut on top of it.
But that I think the sponge thing came from B-dub. He's like, this thing's like a sponge, right? Like, and it just kind of soaks up all the stuff, you know? But, eh.
My fat kid pleasures are sausage, gravy, and banana pudding. Not together, of course, but yeah, banana pudding, man. I look like that kid from Matilda. Bruce Spongtrotter. Just got that Nilla pudding all over my face. That's not what you want to say out loud. Two packages of ramen seasoned Instamac and cheese powder bag sprinkled with red pepper chili filling.
So
two ramen packages with the ramen seasoning. Then you add the instant mac and cheese powder bag sprinkled in with red pepper chili flakes.
That could be good. I don't know. It's really weird.
I'm trying to get what kind of flavor profile that would be.
The cheese with the ramen. Yes. I'm wondering if that's going to work.
Oh, my God. Stroud cinnamon rolls dipped in the gravy.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Smash.
Man, I love Strouds.
Oh, golly.
I love some Strouds.
It is money.
The old school one under the Bridge of Troost was the best. It's just never been the same.
My swim coach, Red Bridge YMCA swim team, man, she worked at Strouds, so we'd get up at 6 a.m. in the summers, finish at 7, and she'd have a big old thing of cinnamon rolls for all of us. It was awesome.
That's good. Leftover from the night before.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Yeah.
It was great.
Somebody says, I don't know what this means. Bob probably crushed Furs in Lawrence back
in
the day.
Yeah, hell yes, I did. Furs cafeteria. Yeah. I thought it was an all-you-can-eat. I got up there like, $100, please. I'm like, I thought this was an all-you-can-eat. I did the same thing at Luby's in Texas. I'm like, I thought it was an all-you-can-eat. But I only did Luby's one time and Furs one time. Mm. And cafeteria, that kind of food was never my thing. I wasn't old enough back then.
What about the Yacht House? They have food there?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
You bring your own.
Uh-huh.
Dirty Bird had good food, though. Max Falkenstein used to eat the chicken sandwich in there a lot.
Somebody says, two grilled cheeses as smash burgers, buns with bacon and fried egg.
Say that again.
So, like, you do a grilled cheese, but you put a burger in between the grilled cheese, smash it down like a smash burger, and then add a fried egg to it with bacon.
I mean, that's like, a little much for me. Two grilled cheese sandwiches as buns.
I mean, add some Frisco sauce or something. Yeah.
Go to Culver's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There's a 3-scoop dish and a large concrete that they are not. That's not on the menu. You get twice as much in those as anything on the menu. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Boy, we're all starving. I got a car full of food already.
Yeah.
Shout out Smokehouse.
Yeah, Smokehouse came by here yesterday. Apparently catered for not us.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to it though. Leftovers, baby.
Oh, yeah. I like a good old cold turkey sandwich.
Yes.
My wife loves their turkey and loves putting the beans on top of that turkey. And so when I saw the beans in the turkey, I'm like, all right, I got to take this for Jen.
Yeah. There you go.
You're doing 2-a-days this week.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Smash. Smash. Coming up on the other side, the news that broke yesterday, not out of Michigan, but out of Indianapolis here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.